This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The two-day tally for the decline of the ruble is 15%. That's just a bit more than 8% yesterday, another 6.5% today, which is, I suppose you could say, in one light, progress. The Russian currency has been the global economic story this week, unless you're reading and watching Russia's state-run media. They have a different take, that Vladimir Putin is standing up to the West and that lower imports because of a cheaper currency will give Russian businesses a chance to grow. Russian journalists have long complained about a lack of basic press freedoms under Putin, so a group of them has moved to the Baltic state of Latvia to set up their own independent online service to give Russians objective news. Their departure was triggered by the firing of a well-known and independent editor. Marketplace's Stephen Beard takes up the story from there.
Galina Timchenko was the editor-in-chief of the Russian online news service Lenta until earlier this year. After carrying some stories that were critical of Russia's involvement in Ukraine, Timchenko was fired.
The fact is that I was replaced by a PR manager, and he was very close to administration of President Putin.
Nursing a sore throat and speaking from her self-imposed exile in Latvia, Timchenko says she believes the oligarch owner of the Lenta website was lent on by the Russian government.
It's a very usual situation to put on to put pressure on the owner of media.
That's putting it mildly. Russia is gaining a grisly international reputation. It's been ranked 148th out of 173 nations for press freedom. Melody Petrie is with the Index on Censorship Campaign Group.
Journalists, media workers and news providers receive threats, intimidation, sometimes even physical abuse. And it is all the more concerning when editors-in-chief are being fired for political reasons.
After the firing of Galina Timchenko, all 70 journalists on her staff quit in protest, and 20 of them followed her to Latvia. In a converted warehouse in the capital, Riga, they're now producing a new independent Russian-language news service, Medusa. The service is published not only on a website, but also on an app to prevent the Kremlin from barring it.
It's more difficult to block, and as far as I know, there is no examples of blocking apps in Russia still.
The site's in its infancy, attracting around 81,000 users a day, compared with Lenta's 3 million. Medusa will make its money from subscriptions, ads and app sales, but unusually for an organization committed to openness and transparency, it won't reveal the cost of setting up in Latvia or the source of the money. That's ringing alarm bells.
I find this problematic, the fact that this project would not actually reveal where the funding is coming from.
Independent Russian commentator Vladimir Strukov of Leeds University in England says this coyness about financing could be self-defeating.
It just gives a kind of a sense of there's something happening there, and it kind of, I think, it breeds conspiracy theories among bloggers and other media users in Russia.
Back in the Latvian capital, Galina Timchenko says she won't reveal the names of her financial backers in order to protect them from harassment by the Kremlin.
I want to decrease political risks for them.
She's given Medusa 3 years to break even, but agrees she has her work cut out. In spite of Russia's growing economic problems, Putin remains wildly popular. His message is apparently still more appealing to the Russian public than what the independent media has to say. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.